الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وانتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, Beloved brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as reciters of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is an inherent, integral aspect, dictate and demand of this Iman, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us, that should cause us to be very, very concerned and perturbed by the very difficult and trying phase or period through which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through. Almost on a daily basis, we are bombarded with news of atrocity, persecution, hardship, difficulty, loss of life and property that is being meted out against Muslims throughout the world. If one is not careful, then a sense of despondency overtakes one. That how is it that this ummah has fallen into such a plight? And how can this ummah come out of this morass? How can this ummah ever rise up again from the extent of moral degradation that has occurred? What we have to understand principally, fundamentally, is that halat and conditions in this world are not dictated by any government. They are not dictated by politicians. They are not dictated by scientific or technological advancement or achievement. Halat and conditions in this world primarily are in the control of one Allah. Many, many places in the Quran, this message is sounded out, إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ All these verses I've recited and many, many more verses, one principle, basic message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, that no nation rises up or is brought down. No nation advances or declines. No one is benefited or harmed except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. It is Allah's dominion, it is Allah's hukumiyat, hakimiyat, samadiyat, jabariyat that is controlling every facet of this creation. If we want to address our plight, if we want to address our malady, if we want to understand the situation that this ummah is facing today, let us not fall into the trap of so-called enlightened and intellectual thinkers. What is the solution? What are the solutions they are putting forward? Educate yourself more. Get more university degrees. Acquire more weaponry. Acquire more armies. Acquire this, acquire that. However, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, if all these various ideas that are being purported and put forward are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and are weighed in the light of that uloom which reached us directly from Allah through the agency of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that all these theories and ideas have absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. Any attempt to address the plight of this ummah, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, will not solve anything. It will worsen the problem of this ummah. What is even more ironical, what is even a greater cause of concern, if you look in Quran and Hadith, if you look at the annals of history, of the achievements of this ummah, look at the manner in which Allah has praised this ummah in the Quran. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. The barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, the help of Allah for this ummah, hayatun tayyibah, pure life for this ummah, izzat, respect, dignity and honor for this ummah, the wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'mineen, superiority over the ghayr, over the enemies of Allah for this ummah. Promise upon promise. Look at the ahadith. This is that ummah. From the time of its inception, from the time of Khabar of the Summat, throughout the ages, previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were extolled the praises of this Ummat. Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, in his kitab he mentions the riwayat, Abul Bashar, the father of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, what does he say? Inna Allah ta'ala a'ta ummata Muhammad arba'a karamat ma a'taniha. Allah blessed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with four distinctions that I, the father of humanity, Adam alaihi salam, was deprived of. Inna qubula tawbati kana bi Makkah wa ummat Muhammad ya'suna fi kulli makan fayataqabbalu Allahu tawbatahum. He says, I made an error, I made a mistake. 40 years of crying. Finally, Allah accepted my tawbah in Makkah, in Arafah. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in the four corners of the globe and Allah will accept their tawbah. Inni kuntu fil jannah falamma asay ja'alani Allahu uryanan wa ummatu Muhammad ya'suna uratan fayulbisuhum Allah. I was in Jannah, I made a mistake. Allah stripped me of the clothes of Jannah, there to cover themselves using the leaves of the trees. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in a naked state, yet Allah will give them clothes to wear. إني كنت في الجنة فلما عسيت فرق بيني وبين إمراتي وأمة محمد يعسون ولا يفرقون بينهم وبين أزواجهم. He says, I was in Jannah, I made a mistake, Allah separated me from my wife. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will sin and sin, Allah will not separate them from their spouses. إني كنت في الجنة فلما عسيت أخرجني الله منها وأمة محمد يعسون خارج الجنة فيدخلونها بالتوبة. He says, I was in Jannah, I made a mistake. Allah took me out of Jannah. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will sin outside Jannah, and through their Tawbah Allah will put them into Jannah. Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, the friend of Allah. Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi mentions the riwayat. يا ربي إني أجد في الألواح أمة هم الشافعون وهم المشفعون يوم القيامة فاجعلهم أمتي. He addresses Allah, O my Rabb, I find in the scriptures and scrolls that were revealed to me, the Torah, mention of an ummah to come. What is their maqam and status? They will intercede before you and their intercession will be accepted. فَاجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. Make this my ummah. The response comes, Hum Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Musa, this honor is reserved for the Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan yaqtuluna ahla ad-dalala ahatta annahum yaqtuluna al-a'war ad-dajjal faj'alhum ummati. Again he entreats, supplicates, O my Rabb, I find mention of an ummah to come. They will oppose every type of deviation to such an extent that even the one-eyed Dajjal will meet his fate at their hands. Make this my ummah. Again the response, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, O Musa, this honor is reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan anajiluhum fi sudurihim wa kanu yaqra'una nadra faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I find in the scriptures revealed to me a mention of an ummah to come. Their revealed book, their Quran will be in their chest. They will know this by heart. The previous ummahs were not blessed like this. Make this my ummah. Again the response, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan humul akhirun walakin humus sabiquna yawm al-qiyamah faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I read mention of an ummah to come. They will come last, but they will be the first to enter into Jannah. Make this my ummah. The response again, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Musa, this honor is reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan yadkhuluna al-jannata minhum sab'una alfan bighayri hisab faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I find in the scriptures, the scrolls that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah to come. From them 70,000 will enter into Jannah without any reckoning. Make this my ummah. Again the response, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan in hamma ahaduhum bihasana falam ya'malha kutibad lahu hasanatun wahida wa in amilaha kutibad lahu ashru amthalihi ila 700 du'afin fasa'ida wa in hamma ahaduhum bisayya falam ya'malha lam yuktab alayhi shay wa in amilaha kutibad alayhi sayyatun wahida. فَجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. O my Rabb, I find mention of an ummah to come. If any of them decides to do a good deed, even before he does it, even if he doesn't do it, on his intention you will give him the full reward. If he carries out that action, you will give him 10 times, to 700 times, to more than 700 times the reward. If one of them decides to do an evil deed, you will wait, you will not write it down as a sin. But if they carry it out, you will write it down as one sin. Make this my ummah. Again the response, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan كفارة خطاياهم الصلوات الخمس فاجعلهم أمتي. كان كول كرسن لو. Listen with the ears of Iman. This is a Jalil al-Qadr Nabi of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, look at the manner in which he is extolling the praises of this ummah, the khususiyat, the special characteristics of this ummah. O my Rabb, I find in my Torah mention of an ummah to come. What is their shiar? What is their symbol? They will perform 5 daily salah. They will perform 5 daily salah. In return for this, Ya Allah, you will make them sinless. Juma salah. This masjid is full. What happens at the time of Asr? What happens tomorrow Fajr? Musa alayhi salam is saying, Ya Allah, you are going to send an ummah. They will make 5 daily salah. You will make them sinless. Somebody is going out after Jummah, tap him on the shoulder, ask him, "By brother, next week Jummah you coming?" He said, "Don't insult me. How can you even ask such a question? Of course I'll be here for Jummah." Then ask him, "Brother, Asr Salah you coming?" He say, "Inshallah, make dua. Allah give tawfiq. We're very weak." As if only Jummah is far. As if Allah feeds us once a week. As if Allah is giving us the air to breathe once a week. As if Allah's mercies and bounties are raining down upon us once a week. Understand the veracity of this. 5 times salah they will perform. Ya Allah, you will make them sinless. Make this my ummah. The response, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again he entreats, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan hum khairul umam. O my Rabb, I find in my Torah in the scriptures, the scrolls that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah, they are the best. They are the best of every ummah. Why? Why? What is the foundation? What is the basis of distinction of this ummah over every other ummah? Before this ummah could come into existence, these things are being mentioned. هُمْ خَيْرُ الْأُمَمْ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They will enjoin good, forbid evil. Dawah, the maqsad and object of Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, will be given to this ummah. Dawood alayhi salam is addressed. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha. وسننت عليهم السنن التي سننتها على الأنبياء وافترضت عليهم الفرائض التي افترضتها على الأنبياء. O Dawood, I have given fazilat, distinction, honor, superiority to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of Anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of Anbiya. What was the sunnat of Anbiya? What was the fariza of Anbiya? What was maqsad of Anbiya? What did Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come with? To do business? To teach agriculture? To amass the things of this world? Did they come with some scientific knowledge that was not present at that time? No! Every Nabi primarily came with what? With the da'wah of La ilaha illallah. Fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi. The gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarramah would sound out with this call of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, door to door, gully to gully, alley to alley. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. In other words, bring the conviction of la ilaha illallah. I made farz upon them, fariza of anbiya. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya. Hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nur al-anbiya'. What does Allah say to Dawood alayhi salam? If this ummah will fulfill this responsibility that I have given them, they will come to me on the day of judgment. Wa nuruhum mithlu nur al-anbiya'. And I will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. This ummah was given a task, a responsibility. Look at Quran. Allah, my respected brothers, what is Quran telling us? This ummah is selected by Allah. This ummah is chosen by Allah. Unfortunately, our munasabah with the Arabic language is not there. But look at the expressions in Quran. Allah Ta'ala referring to Musa alayhi salam, wa ana akhtartuk, ikhtiyar, wa ana akhtartuk, fastami' lima yuha. O Musa, you were chosen, ikhtiyar. For this ummah, kuntum khayra ummah. Kuntum khayra ummah. Again, ikhtiyar. Musa alayhi salam chosen, this ummah chosen. Another word which the Quran uses for Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, ijtiba. Choice of Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam, wa kadhalika yajtabika rabbuk. Adam alayhi salam, thumma jtabahu rabbuhu, fataba alayhi wa hada. Yunus alayhi salam, fajtabahu rabbuhu, faj'alahu min as-salihin. Ibrahim alayhi salam, ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, ijtabaynahum wa hadaynahum. And for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadi huwajtabakum. Strive in the way of Allah. You are not an ordinary ummah. Strive in the way of Allah with your wealth and your life. Huwajtabakum. Allah chose you. Anbiya were chosen. This ummah was chosen. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam understood this. With tashreef comes taklif. With honor, with dignity, with status, with position comes responsibility. What greater example? What greater example than the pride of the creation of Allah, the greatest personality after Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, concerning whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that if the iman of the whole world is put on one side after Anbiya, and the iman of this one personality, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is put on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the entire humanity. 27th of Safar, it was a Thursday night. Abu Bakr leaves with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah for Hijrat. Medina is towards the north, they go towards the south to throw the trackers off. They go towards Ghar Thawr. There were trackers at that time. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go on his tiptoe, had to crawl on his fingertips, so that by the time they reached the mountain of Thawr, the Mubarak fingers and feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were bleeding. He was unable to climb up. Abu Bakr lifts him onto his back, carries him up that mountain till he reaches the mouth of the cave. The cave is pitch black, it is a dark night, 27th Safar, that's the end of the lunar month. He leaves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outside, goes inside, finds some holes, fears that there may be something which will be a cause of danger to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Abu Bakr do? He takes off his kurta, he tears it, uses the material to fill up the holes. Still some holes remain. Takes his amama, fills up those holes. Still one hole remains. Places his foot against that hole. And then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marhaba. He requests Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter. It was dark. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't see the condition. As daybreak comes, as the light comes, Abu Bakr, what happened to your amama? What happened to your kurta? He said, Ya Rasulullah, there were empty holes. I feared that you would be harmed, so I used this to cover that. The moment he heard this, tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looks towards the heavens and he makes dua that, Ya Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr and make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Immediately Jibreel is dispatched that, Ya Rasulullah, this dua of yours is accepted. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. Despite the steps that were taken, the trackers were still able to come right till the mouth of the cave. Time is limited, but just one basic comparison between this ummah and the previous ummah. The ummah of Musa alayhi salam, 40 years in the sohbat of two nabis, Musa and Harun alayhi salam. Yet, when they come, the river is in front, Fir'aun is behind. What is the reaction? Qala ashabu Musa, inna la mudrakun. The people of Musa alayhi salam, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel said, inna la mudrakun, we are destroyed. No hope for us. 40 years in the sohbat of two nabis. No fikr for Musa or Harun alayhi salam. Fikr only for themselves. Worry only about themselves. What is the response of Musa alayhi salam? Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. What is the intonation of this that I expected you people to say this, but my Allah is with me? That was Bani Israel. This is this ummah. Huwa jatabakum. Allah chose you. The enemy reaches the mouth of the cave. Abu Bakr become concerned. Quran comes down, reproducing the conversation that took place at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him. La tahzan, la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Abu Bakr, if Abu Bakr was concerned about himself, the word would have been la takhaf. Do not fear for your safety, Allah is with us. But what does Quran say? La tahzan, Abu Bakr, do not be worried about me. Who his concern was? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bani Israel, their concern was for themselves. This ummah, la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Abu Bakr, do not worry, Allah is with us. Do not fear for the safety of your Nabi. The same Abu Bakr, again comparison. The ummah of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun destroyed in front of them, drowned in front of them, roads made through the sea in front of them. Yet, They go a little bit further, they find some people worshipping an idol. Despite seeing the open help of Allah, what do they say? اِجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا. O Musa, make for us a God like these people have a God. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. This ummah, Monday, 7th of June, 633, according to the Christian calendar, according to the Islamic calendar, 12th of Rabiul Awwal, 11th year of Hijrah, between 10 and 12 in the morning, the greatest catastrophe that ever befell humanity, the demise of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurs. Abu Bakr enters the room, sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tears from his eyes fall onto the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa khalila, wa nabiya, wa safiya, oh my beloved. Goes outside, there is pandemonium. Umar with the sword open. Anyone who says that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away, I'll take his head off. He's gone to talk to his Allah, he's going to come back. Sahaba, overtaken with grief, total confusion. Bani Israel, اجعل لنا إلهًا كما لهم آلهة. First test, make a God for us like they have a God, na'uzu billah. This ummah, Abu Bakr climbs onto the minbar. Umar sits down, he refuses, he begins his khutbah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. O people, those who used to worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, know and understand that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has embraced death. And those who used to worship Allah, know and understand Allah is living and Allah will never die. There was confusion at that time. People had become murtad. People refused to pay zakat. There's no time to go into the details. The army of Usama, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to his demise, had said, "Anfidhu jaysha Usama," send out the army of Usama. Sahaba gave opinion, hold the army back. The whole world has turned against Medina to take advantage of the ummah at this time. What does Abu Bakr say? What does Abu Bakr say? لَوِسْتَتَفَتْنِيَ الْكِلَابِ. If Medina is left defenseless, dogs enter Medina, the body of Abu Bakr is cut into tiny pieces, I will tolerate this. But I will not tolerate that the command of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not be carried out. The army of Usama must be sent. Umar radiallahu anhu approaches him in solitude, says to him, Abu Bakr, the people are confused, this is a difficult time, do not be hard. What is his reaction? He catches hold of the beard of Umar, upset. Talabtu nusratak wajitani bil khazlan. I wanted your help and you also have abandoned me. Ajabbarun fil jahiliya wa khawarun fil islam. In the days of ignorance you were a brave man, in Islam you have become a coward. Hayhat, hayhat, waqad inqata al-wahy. Umar, get away. The door to wahi is closed. We have to carry out every command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he utters those timeless words, أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيٍّ. Can the deen of Allah diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? It will never happen. Climbs onto the minbar. Time is limited. The crux of what he said. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَالْحَقُّ كُلٌّ شَرِيدٌ وَالْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبٌ طَرِيدٌ قَدْ رَثَّ حَبْلُهُ وَقَلَّ أَهْلُهُ فَجَمَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِمُحَمَّدٍ وَجَعَلَهُمُ الْأُمَّةَ الْبَاقِيَةَ الْوُسْطَى وَاللَّهِ لَا أَبْرَحُ أَقُومُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَأُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُنْجِزَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَعْدَهُ وَيَفِي لَنَا عَهْدَهُ O people, Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a time when Islam was weak. We were outnumbered, there was nobody with us, the whole world was against him. Allah used his Nabi to establish this deen, to establish Islam. And an ummah was prepared. Ummat al-baqiyat al-wusta. An ummah that will remain. An ummah that Quran praises. An ummah that Hadith praises. What does Abu Bakr say? If all of you abandon me, Allah's qasam, I will continue to strive in the way of Allah until Allah fulfills His promise. I'm cutting it short. What does he say? The end part of his khutbah, there's no time to go into the detail. Wallahi, لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله ثم أقبل معهم الحجر والشجر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله. إن الله لم يفرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. الله أكبر. What was the crisis? Understand this, my respected brothers. What was the crisis? One command of Allah was being broken. The command of zakat. What is the reaction of Abu Bakr? What is the reaction of the chosen ummah? Allah's qasam, leave zakat. If they refuse, if they want me to diminish from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the rope of the animal of the zakat, that much if they refuse to give, that much if they diminish from the deen of my Nabi, and then to force me to accept it, the whole of humanity, the whole of Jinnat, the trees turn into human beings, the mountains turn into human beings, the whole world pools its resources and marches upon Medina Munawwara, demanding from me that this much I must tolerate, that the deen of my Nabi must be belittled or allowed to diminish to the extent of the rope of the animal of zakat. What does Abu Bakr say? He says, I will give my life, I will oppose them to the end, but I will not allow even this much. أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَنَحَيْ Can the deen of Allah diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? It will never happen. It was this jazba, it was this zeal, it was this understanding that wallah, this is not an ordinary ummah. This ummah is selected and chosen by Allah. This deen is our deen. This responsibility is our responsibility. Through the barakat of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This mission, this responsibility, this concern for humanity. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and going to Jannah. How one person can come onto the deen of Allah. Allah chose and selected this ummah for this. On this I will terminate. Once Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi was asked that what is your desire? What is your purpose? What is your object through this entire movement? What was his response? He took a deep sigh and he said that the level of imaniyat, akhlaqiyat, muasharat, muamalat, the level of deen that my Nabi brought this ummah upon at the time of his demise from the world in Madinah Munawwara, once again through this movement, I want to bring the ummah back onto that level. This ummah to come back unto the command of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. My respected brothers, Ijtima is coming. Most of us are aware of it. Inshallah, from tomorrow in Ladysmith, 48 hours, what is this Ijtima? This is not a political organization. This is not some movement. This is an attempt for 48 hours to transport us back 14 centuries to Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to remind us of that sabak and lesson which not only we forgot. That Allah has chosen and selected every one of us for the mission and responsibility of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummat. You have been taken out, selected by Allah for the hidayat of humanity. Amar bin ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. Dawat to Allah and his deen and the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the responsibility of each and every one of us. For us to understand that, this appeal is being made. Everyone say, inshallah, everyone of us will attend this ishtima inshallah, and encourage others to attend also.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.